feast and all this ignorance and superstition and customs and traditions and ideologies and these different religious concepts and all that worship in me. You understand? What did you got laying down in front of some man? Right. All right, you understand? Here was an angel come down from heaven, down at that tomb, and they counted it, lit up the earth. Saint John said, when he saw Peter and John, when they went in the temple, they saw the lame man. I think the picture says they're following Peter, and they're occupying his position. Now, just Peter and John, when they went up into the temple, they head out there about 38 years, and then laying from his mother's womb. That's just right. You see what I'm talking about? Daddy took him by the hand. That silver gold, I ain't got no cash on me. Silver gold, I don't have none. But such as I do have, give I unto thee. And the name of Joshua the Messiah, not Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. Peter reached out and took him by the hand. Is that right? And when they reached, run in the temple. Up that line, hypocrite. Ain't that right? Them Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes said, it's a notable miracle, and we can't. But then I think that when they saw, they ring the phone, and they fell out at Peter's feet. Ain't that right? Peter, get out from there! I'm a man just like you. Now, what are you laying prostrate over there at the feet of that old man? Just over there in the back. If somebody got offended, because I said it was an old bastard. And the reason why I said it was an old bastard, because that's just what it is. I do mean old, too.
That's right.
You see? Now you need to learn what a bastard is. Because you just could turn up to be one yourself. If you won't be chastised, corrected by the Spirit,
That's right.
They won't be chastised. Corrected by the Spirit. Nevertheless, he set a day when he shall judge the world. When Jesus has ordained. Is that right? Now listen, folks. You had it in the 5th chapter of Thessalonians that you had read here and not live. Everybody is going to have to appear at the judgment seat of Joshua the Messiah. Didn't say nothing about the Pope. Said to give an account for the deeds done while we're at home in your body.
That's right.
Folks and potentates, and from the least to the greatest.
Yeah.
Ain't that right? That's true. We set a day where he's going to judge the world. Right. By that man who he hath ordained. And I told you that's not Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's what the brother said about this. Now you can get hot about that if you want. You understand? But still, that won't change it. You're getting hot. And if you just got to get hot, you see, you ain't near as hot as you're going to get. Leg is hot as you are, buddy. That's right. All right. Now we know where we are. See, now we know what we're talking about. See, now, since the Holy Spirit was poured out on the Gentiles down here 7 years from the Jews. See, at the time that the apostles are going around preaching, he is saying now that he demanded all men. Don't make no difference what the rest of you is. And that's one reason why I tell you. You see, it's downright colossal. And stupendous age for somebody to run around and talk about the color of their skin as though that made him right. And here you got a Bible that out of the heart is the issue of life. You see what I'm talking about? Not that we go into the man's death to come out.
Okay.
And the Holy Spirit is out. Now, you all are behind me for preaching and teaching the gospel.
Yes.
Now, wouldn't it be better for me to stand up if you belong to the Baptist? Look, I've been wrong, too. If you belong to some of this junk, you see, I'm not going up before the judgment seat of Yahweh for failing to tell you the truth because for fear you might get hot about it. See, I'm not going to do that. I have to tell you the truth. You see what I mean? All right.
Because he has appointed a day.
Now see, he's appointed a day.
In the which he will judge the world in righteousness.
Who's appointed a day?
Yahweh's
appointed. You see, man, he shall judge the world
in righteousness.
By that man.
Whom he hath ordained.
By that man whom he hath ordained. Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Whereof he has given proof unto all men. In that he has raised him from the dead.
Okay. Read up.
And when they had heard of the resurrection of the dead. Some mocked. And others said, we will hear thee again of this matter.
Mm-hmm. You see. So, now what I'm saying, the thing I'm trying to say is that, I know that to preach and to teach the truth, it is a thing.
That's all.
He's supposed to be your opponent in adversary. You see what I'm talking about? And if you and I were what we ought to be, we wouldn't have all this now, can I?
That's right. Now, that is true.
I want to get you to see. Now, if Yahweh is going to judge the world in righteousness by that man who he hath ordained, if he set a day to judge you in righteousness, now, if the Pope can't do nothing then, see, he thought my next communicating somebody from the church, you understand? Well, he has a right to do that. That's it, sure. But they can't put you out of
here. No, can't do it.
He put you out of here, though. You can't put you out of this, I'm telling you. See you later. I see what's going on. Yes, indeed. But I'm not going to take none of it back. I am not against you. I don't care what you are.
That's right.
I'm preaching to save
you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd get hot with somebody. Mm-hmm. I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
See, when they included all my religious concepts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't like it too well. You didn't like it too well when you stepped on your feet, did you? Nobody.
That's all right, Dad.
You see what I'm talking about? But what you should do is come down here with an open mind.
Yeah.
You understand? Now, we told you this was the truth.
Right.
And listen, yeah, let me tell you. And nobody's going to convert me.
Right.
And, so you don't need to come down here with no idea like that in your mind.
Right.
Around with you, not this year.
That's right. That's the way it is.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
You don't want to know what's right? See?
They don't know.
Now, if we tell you that's wrong,
mm-hmm.
Well, that's just like some way to put it to you.
Right.
Now, let's say, for instance, this name we were talking about.
Right.
But I think we need to get after that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See? You don't have it. Now, in the text in your Bible, in the King James, in the text,
mm-hmm.
or in the Roman Catholic, neither one,
mm-hmm.
in the text, you don't have it in there.
Mm-hmm.
See? Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Right. True.
You don't have Allah in the text.
Not in there.
If the Muslims was right about it,
right.
It's not in the text.
Right.
You know what I mean by in the text?
Mm-hmm.
I said somebody don't know.
Would you mind?
Yes, see, they have it in footnotes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You understand and all. But it's not written out as
yes.
And Allah Yahweh speak all these words and most things. That's what we mean by being in the text. You have it down in the footnotes.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen closely to what I'm going to say. This is education. You see? Now Yahweh is the true name of all of us, the Father.
Mm-hmm.
That's the true Hebrew name. Now somebody gets offended because I say it is the true name of God. See? And they want to switch it around and saying, Allah, the Aramaic. You understand? You see what I mean? Then somebody else knows. Was more stupider. See, he didn't say they don't say that in my Bible. He said Lord in my Bible. You understand? So, and now look, they get at it like this too. Said, look, I'm so glad that I don't have to speak Hebrew in order to be saved. Everything you can think of, the devil says.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he said it all in faith. Now let me show you something. Exodus 3:14.
Mm-hmm.
Now you listen to what I'm going to say. At one time, all of people on the face of the earth spoke one language.
Mm-hmm.
Just one language. Just
right.
One.
Mm-hmm.
That was Jesus.
All right.
All right. All right. All right. Right.
Now somebody said, now, Moses wrote the Torah, or the Pentateuch,
mm-hmm.
or the first five books of the Bible. Now, you pay attention to what I'm saying to you. Moses wrote. He put Yahweh in the book. Hello. Clear on back here, coming over from Genesis.
Right, right, right.
He's coming over from Genesis. Wrote Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look up, you take your book and look out here, it says Exodus. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Right?
Right, right.
So Genesis, the first book of Moses, commonly called Genesis. Now, Genesis means all. Right?
Right.
Now, it begins with Adam, you see. And that, now, that's what you call it, the first book in your Bible. And then it's got this word, it has this word, original. Yahweh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But now coming on down from Adam, on down through Noah, and coming on down in, ready?
Mm-hmm.
The ages.
Mm-hmm.
Coming on down from there, before the flood,
mm-hmm.
and then after the flood. Now listen close to what I'm saying. See, nobody did not know him by this name.
Mm-hmm.
They did not know him by his name.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They knew him by the name of by his presentation. The Almighty Jehovah. Abraham did not know him
mm-hmm.
by the name of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac did not know him by the name of Yahweh. Jacob that went down did not know him by the name of Yahweh. See, nobody on earth knew him by the name of Yahweh. Nobody. Now, if you read the third chapter of Exodus, now, folks, you see, what I'm asking now, I'm trying to show you that we're trying to bring you the truth.
Yeah.
Now, that's what I'm trying to show. Now, a Jew nor a Gentile. Wasn't anybody on earth playing? Wasn't anybody on earth playing? Now, why wasn't it? Yeah, there's nobody. So now, after Moses flew the Egyptian, when I can say 40 years in the world, and then he appeared at Moses. That's a burning bush. Now, that's a vision.
Right.
The bush was on fire.
Right.
Now, Moses was a Hebrew.
Right.
Now, right in there, is where I say that you do not have no right to challenge Yahweh himself
right.
and try to put it off.
Mm-hmm.
See? On the Ishmaelite.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You don't have no right, to say that the Egyptians or the Arabs knew his name.
All right.
Do you see what I'm talking about? Yes. And that's the reason. Now that's what I'm trying to tell you. He revealed it to whom he. And listen, Moses didn't know nothing about his name.
That's the truth.
And at that burning bush, he said, I am the Elohim. To Moses.
I am the Elohim of your father.
Moses' father.
That's right.
And of Abraham. And of Isaac. And of Jacob. But they didn't know.
Oh, he said. He said they didn't know anybody.
That's right.
Right.
Now he said that himself.
Now why ought you to get offended about? Because he revealed it to a Hebrew. Do you see what I'm talking about? If he had said it was something else, we ought not to. Regardless of what it was, we ought not to get offended there.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? I'm laying the cards on the table, face up. See? And that's the reason why I am not going to buy. Nothing else but that.
Nice song.
Because he said, not to prove to you that it is that way. Now look. There's nobody to know but him. Now you kept this one. See, then all through your book, coming on back here to the Genesis, where it's got Lord God in it. Now you know by that Moses wrote the Genesis. Because he's got the true name of the Father in him. And all he writes about it. See, he's calling it, whereas, from Adam on down, you see, they did not know his name.
Right.
See, then if he revealed it to Moses, then it was to Moses that he revealed it. And so then that lets you know by then, by then, and then he said Moses wrote the Genesis, because nobody knew it but then.
Right.
Now you can go down here on the market. Now listen to what I'm telling you. You can go down here on the market and get a book called The Book of Enoch. Or if Enoch had wrote anything, he would not be calling him by the name of Yahweh or Lord God.
Right.
What he would have been calling him, the script would have said,
okay.
See, El Shaddai, which is the Almighty Provider. Now that's what Abraham would have wrote about. That's what Isaac knew about. That's what Jacob knew about. You understand? Now since that be that way, and they did not know him by his name, they couldn't write nothing.
That's right.
That's all right.
Yeah, it is.
You see? Now look. You've often heard me speak about it. Proving the divine authenticity, the unerring accuracy, the infallibility of the Bible. Now, we can take anybody in the building that's new and hear for the first time. We have done it, I don't know how many times.
Right.
And brought them right up front. And just forgot about the record, God. This is the same right down right here. Now, you take this out. Now, you watch it. And see if it don't work out. See, I'm giving you a key that unlocks the secret.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's done lots of things. So, if you would, say, do some investigating, you can find out. I want you to read Romans 1:19. Yeah, I've been told about Romans, but the first verse. Now, I'm going back now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to the mountain. Read, Romans 1:19-20, let's get
started. That which may be known.
Now look, it's possible for you to know. Right. Is that what you say you want to know? Mm-hmm. I've heard him say, I want to know where I come from and where I come from. That's what they say. Is that right?
Right.
Well, it's possible for you to know. But what you have to do is stay down there.
Right.
Every time we tell you about some of these deaths incarnated in physical bodies, you understand, then you get hot. You never know nothing that way.
Right.
And all these lies has been told.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, right?
Because that which may be known, it's possible for you to know. All right, read.
Is manifest in them.
Now it's manifested in them. For Yahweh
has showed it.
Has shown it to them. You see, he showed it to them. Didn't you just tell them about it? He showed it to them.
Right.
See? You get that? He showed it to him. All right, read.
For the invisible
thing. Now, let's just look up here, everybody. For the invisible thing. Now, I've been in arguments with the black Muslims, and they beat me up. I told you that. Again. And this is what one of the leaders said to me. Say, don't tell me about anything that you can't see.
Is that what they say?